Slice Your Age, episode 42.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. David Matto. Welcome back. It's great to have each and every one of you listening to Slice Your Age. Today, this is the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. I've got my co-host, Yoko. How you doing, Yoko?
Good.
Yoko,
good.
Hey, we've got some questions from listeners today. Let's get right into the first question, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Dave. This is Glenn, and I'm a hiker from Reisterstown, Maryland. And I've been on a lot of long drives lately, and I do have a lot of long drives in my business because I'm in commercial real estate and I cover a very large territory. My legs get really sore and stiff from sitting in the car for 6, 7, 8 hours sometimes at a time. And I want to know what kinds of stretching I can do. When you had the trainer on the other day, and I was just catching up and I heard him talk about my fascia getting distorted while I'm sitting all this time, and it needs to be dealt with. So I would love to hear some great stretching moves I can make as a long-distance driver who is also a long-distance hiker. Thank you.
Hey, Glenn. Well, first of all, thanks so much for the question. It's a great one, and there's no doubt that driving long distance and kind of sitting in the same position is not really the best thing for you. Same thing goes for if you're sedentary, working at a desk all day long, or if you're on a long airplane flight or anything like that. Sitting still is not great. So you've recognized that fact already. Looking for help. I'm so glad that I've got Yoko right here with me. She, as you know, she's a massage therapist. She is an expert on not only massage but stretching. She is a great yogi. And Yoko, I've got some ideas, but I'm going to look to you maybe for some opening comments and how we can help Glenn and anybody else that's kind of like either driving long distance or in just very sedentary positions for a good part of the day. What are you thinking?
But first of all, stretch is important. But Glenn said was his trainer said his leg fascia is getting tight. So means not only stretch. I don't want to say because I'm a massage therapist, but he needs massage.
Are you trying to draw him a business? massage is great anyway.
Yeah, but fascia, of course stretch helps, but massage helps more, a lot. So that, and then he can do combination, sometimes massage, but daily care, he has to stretch.
Yoko, I've heard a lot about something called a myofascial release. Mm-hmm. And I've heard chiropractors talk about that, massage therapists discuss it. What is myofascial release exactly? And when does somebody need it?
The fascia. Okay, when you...
Explain what it is to our listeners.
For example, when you get chicken, sometimes around the chicken meat, very, very thin, whitish seed around very thin, it's difficult to explain, but that's fascia.
Fascia, yeah.
So just visualize, we have, for example, quads means we have four individual muscles. And then four muscles get together, and then it's become quads, right? Mm-hmm. So, but around those muscles, there is a fascia, white seat covering the muscles. That's fascia.
A white sheet covering
the
muscle.
Yeah, we have skin and fascia, mm-hmm. Very basic. Skin, fascia, and muscle. That's the kind of layer. So that... when fascia get tight, means we have quads, four muscles, but it's kind of become one muscle. It's a little bit too much to say, but it's kind of a stick together. Uh-huh. So that what I do is fascia release means try to make the four muscle individually.
Exactly. That explains when I one time I had a It was right before a race, the Annapolis 10 Miler. And you remember there was a chiropractor there giving kind of like free exams and adjustments. And he actually told me that I needed a myofascial release when he saw how tight my muscles were. And I think he did a little bit of it. But so it seems like that's when he pressed really hard trying to separate muscle. Like
the different muscles.
Yes.
So that it's kind of like a deep tissue massage too. But in some people who don't know about the body well, just like a deep tissue means just doing like a strong massage. But that's not true. Like we have to massage along the muscle.
Massage along the muscle. So what does Glenn need as a long distance driver, somebody that's kind of sitting still in a car?
I think he should get out of the car once in a while and do stretch.
Yep, agree.
But also we have a tool, for example, in a kitchen tool, make it a dough thinner.
Like a rolling pin.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a cook, but I think we call it a rolling pin.
I guess that kind of stuff. He can use rolling over his leg.
Should he actually carry a little rolling pin with him? Is that what you're saying? Does that work?
But I don't think he can do together driving and rolling.
No. We're not suggesting while you're driving, but when you stop, stop at a rest stop or something like that, actually use a rolling pin over his quads?
I think so. Everywhere.
Everywhere,
legs.
Quads.
Yeah. And also, of course, regular hamstring stretch or quad stretch, but I cannot describe how to do.
Well, I think the bottom line is I think he needs to get out of the car every once in a while, maybe even say every hour, every hour, hour and a half, however long he feels, and actually do stretching. And moving, Yoko is actually demoing a stretch, but it's very hard to describe.
You can describe.
Well, what you're doing, you're standing up and you're leaning over. You're kind of
some kind of wall.
And that's a hamstring stretch. So what you're doing is you're stretching the hamstrings by standing up straight and then kind of leaning at your hips at a 45. I'm sorry, probably a 90 degree angle. So her body looks 90 degrees. Yoko, the only thing is, this is it's an audio podcast. It's really, really difficult for me to explain exactly what you're doing. But Glenn, the bottom line is a hamstring stretch, very important, a quad stretch. But I also think just getting out and moving around, taking a little walk, maybe doing some jumping jacks, moving the body, getting the circulation going, is anything you can do to get that going, I think, is good on a regular interval, say every hour or so.
Yeah, and also while you are driving, just let's focus on the very breathing. While we are driving, we get tense up, and especially shoulder, and then we have to pay attention what's going on around the car, so that get people tend to get shallow breathe, which is only chest up, and they get neck tight and then shoulder tight. That's the typical things. And usually, always I check your posture when you are driving. The people tend to the shoulder forward and going up like this. So that just think about a shoulder down.
You've told me a lot about that, because let me just explain. When we're driving, Yoko always tells me that my shoulders kind of come forward, and I'm kind of leaning a little bit more forward than I should be. So picture yourself driving with your hands on the steering wheel, and you're kind of put your shoulders up and back. Mm-hmm. So your shoulders are back against the seat. They're not they're not leaning forward. And you're kind of hunched over. Because it's funny, because sometimes we'll pass a car on the road and Yoko will point to that driver and say, look how hunched over this driver is. He's leaning forward. His shoulders are off the seat. And that's actually really, really bad posture for driving. So, Glenn, if there's one thing you can do other than the stretching and getting out of the car every hour or so, think about while you're driving, shoulders up and back. They should be against your seat, against your seat, actually.
And try to neck elongate.
Elongate your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't kind of hunch your
Right,
hunch
right. Neck. And then, and that posture, and then just like think about, like try to breathe with belly. When you inhale, the belly,
your belly, yeah,
yeah, goes out, and then you, when you exhale, going towards the belly bottom to the spine. But when you do it, that's organ massage, and then, you know, that's relax your body too. So somehow, like, you know, of course, like doing same position makes your body tight, but breathing is very important too.
And I also think this is good for people that are sitting at a computer all day long at a desk, because, you know, we have the tendency to hunch over and put our fingers on the keyboards and we're leaning over, and it's really, really bad posture. And I'm guessing out of my listeners, a very high percentage of them use the computers a lot of times during the day. Let's face it, these days we all do that. So think about that. Even when you're using the computer, you're not driving, you're using the computer. Think about just good posture, sitting up straight, shoulders up and back, and you're at the keyboard. I'm kind of doing it here. It's hard for you all to see me, but my posture is not like I'm kind of sitting up straight and shoulders back and not hunched over. You know what I mean? The picture hunched over on a keyboard is very, very bad posture. That's going to really cause some problems if you're not mindful of that.
Right. And then, I wish we can show the how to stretch the movement, but what I'm saying is a little difficult. But just remember, when you stretch, you have to breathe, especially when you feel stretching, you have to breathe out.
Because one of the you always tell me that too, because I'm not good at that, because sometimes I hold my breath, but you want to get the toxins out of your body.
Yeah, and also it's more effective.
Yep. Yeah.
Like when you, I'm stretching my neck on the side of neck, and then like I'm just kind of holding my, I'm breathing, but I'm talking, that's why I'm not doing deep breaths. Like my neck goes just this angle, as you can see. But if I do inhale and then exhale, can you see? I can go more.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Can
good.
You see that?
Yeah, very
yeah.
good. Yeah. Yeah.
So
good.
That's my point. Like when, okay, Glenn tried to stretch outside, you know, a little bit. But if you are thinking about something or like a kind of holding your breath, it's not like you are stretching, but not stretching enough. So just think, inhale, exhale, you can stretch more.
The breathing is very important, and also being very mindful when you're driving. Think about what's going on. Don't be in another world, but like think about your hands are on the steering wheel, your tires are on the road. Think exactly about what's going on. Sandy, our yoga instructor and very good friend, has taught us about mindfulness over the years, and it really does matter a lot. So good stuff. Glenn, I really hope this helped you out. I know I apologize because it's very difficult to explain like actual stretching poses and stretching positions on an audio. But Yoko, maybe what we'll do, we'll grab the video camera one day and do a little quick video on stretching, just simple stretching poses or techniques. I hear. Who's that? Do you hear our cats in the background? Is that
Phil?
That's Phil the cat. He's always wanted to be on the podcast, and now Phil is on the podcast. That's Phil, everybody. I think we've got all three cats in the studio. They love it here. So okay, we'll let them be and let them have some fun. Maybe if you need to get them closer to the mic at some point, we'll do that. I'm glad we hoped we helped you. But we will try to do a video pretty soon on stretching technique as well. Yoko, we got a few more questions. We're dedicating this episode, by the way, to catching up and answering all of your questions. There have been so many questions. You Facebooked me. You called our 7190 hotline, 410-429-7190. We love getting your voice on the air here. So if you have a question, we actually love it. So call us up, 410-429-7190. Ask your question. It's a recorded line. Don't worry. It's 24/7. You're going to get a recording. It's going to ask you to just go ahead and speak, and we'll listen to it, and we'll get you on the air if it's a good question. Most are good questions. I've never heard Phil meow this much. I think he knows we're actually doing a podcast, so he wants some attention. He wants to be on the air. Yeah, so before we get to the next question, real quickly, just to let you know, we did that bonus episode a little while ago too, a special bonus to celebrate 100,000 downloads. So make sure you check that out on SliceYourAge.com. There's a lot going on at SliceYourAge.com. By the way, we have we've got a vegan recipe page on that site right now. So we're adding almost daily more great tasting, delicious vegan recipes. So check out SliceYourAge.com. A lot going on there. All of our podcasts are there, of course. Facebook.com/SliceYourAge, another great page. Hang out with us there. You can ask questions. You can kind of interact. We're posting a lot during the day. It's a very, very active site. We got well over 1,000 of you. Congratulations on that Facebook page now. So hang out there with us. Make sure also, the easiest way to make sure you're not missing any of our weekly podcasts, our weekly Slice Your Age shows, is to go to iTunes and click subscribe. Because when you do that, that will make sure that every time we put out an episode, which generally is Thursday morning, every Thursday morning, it will automatically download to your device. We were talking to a really cool listener the other day, Yoko, and she was not really aware that she thought you always had to be listening kind of like through the internet and either on a computer and on an iPhone and listening live on a computer. But she didn't realize that you can actually subscribe and download the episode. And then when you're in a bad cell area, when you're anywhere in your car, you can listen to it and you're totally at your convenience. So we really recommend subscribing to the podcast. And by the way, while you're on iTunes, take a few seconds, if you would, and give us an honest review. The more reviews we have on iTunes, the better the podcast does, the more people it reaches. So, if you think it's a 5-star podcast, which we hope you think so, we really do. We try our best to make it a 5-star podcast. Then click 5 stars, give us 5 beautiful stars, and write a sentence or two or a paragraph or two, and just let us and let the world know what you think of Slice Your Age. We're here for you. We really, really are passionate about helping you and your life just live the best possible life you can. So go ahead and give us a review if you possibly can. And remember, the Slice Your Age hotline is 410-429-7190. Ask a question there. Make a comment, anything you want. Last but not least, if you're just an email kind of person and you don't want to do anything but email, then send us an email at sliceyourage@gmail.com. And we'll get it and we will respond. I respond to every single email. Everyone, you'll get an answer. Sometimes if I'm traveling or really, really busy, it might take a few days or it might take a little while, but I will get back to you. If for some reason you send me an email and it gets lost in the shuffle and you don't hear anything, send me another one. Don't worry, you're not stalking me, you're not bugging me. I really want to respond to every email, but occasionally, in a very, very, very small percentage of the time, it'll get lost in the shuffle somewhere and it won't be able to. So just email me again. That's fine. So anyway, thanks so much for being with us. And Yoko, we have another question from a listener. I believe this one is from Joe.
Okay.
Hey, Dave. Dr. Dave, this is Joe for Slice Your Age and the show. I've got a question. I'm a moderately active baby boomer. I run 17, 20 miles a week. Diet has always been an issue. I've had about anywhere from a 5 to 10 pound sort of weight fluctuation, which is not normal for me. I've gotten it a little bit under control, but what I've noticed is I've developed these huge love handles over the last year or so. Help! Can you let me know what I can do to sort of get my waist back under control? Again, waistline's great. Those side handles are more like levers. Appreciate any feedback.
Hey, Joe, that is a great question, and we are totally prepared to answer that and help you out. I'm going to start off. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no question in my mind. It comes right down to, you know it, food. It's food. And generally what I'm going to tell you, and Yoko can certainly add to this, is you're most likely cheating on your eating program. I'm willing to bet you. In other words, I think if you're eating mostly really healthy fruits and vegetables And if you choose to eat meat, if you're eating like really nice lean meats, I doubt you're going to have that problem. On the other hand, if you're cheating every once in a while and eating a piece of pie and some ice cream and a donut and maybe some beer, it's going to go to those areas. There's no question in my mind. Now, congratulations, by the way, on your running program. It sounds like you're doing fantastic there. But I have found that even people that have a great exercise program, whether they're running, walking, cycling, swimming, whatever they're doing, if they're still not really in line on their eating program, they're still going to develop fat, whether it's in their stomach, you know, around their abs, the love handles, as you say, and other areas. And men and women, I think, develop fat in different areas, of course. But Joe, like I said, it comes right smack down to eating. So, Yoko, what do you have to add to that?
I guess like a sugar makes the fat around there. Like that means like it could be carb too, just not only ice cream or chocolate or I don't know. And also, how about like we said before in the other episode, like we can eat breakfast a lot, lunch a little bit less than breakfast, for dinner much less. So that I don't think if we do that eating habit, we can get fat a lot around. And also, like, I noticed...
But the breakfast has to be a healthy breakfast. In other words, you say you can eat a large breakfast. I agree with you. Let's eat a large breakfast. But that large breakfast cannot be a super-duper order of French toast with whipped cream and, who knows what else. Well, you know, it's got to be a healthy breakfast.
Right.
But I do agree with that.
Yeah, and also, like, I have noticed that, you know, since we are eating... like vegan style, but like at dinner, if I eat just salad, next morning, like my waist is like very, like looks very thin, like flat and thin.
Mm-hmm. But I noticed that too.
Yeah, but last night, you know, we ate pasta.
I know. Yeah,
pasta and you know tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. You know, this morning, like I feel like my stomach is thicker than usual.
Just from a little pasta.
Yeah, and then like I feel like a little heavy. Still, like my stomach feels like still heavy too. So that like I think what we eat at the dinner is like makes the body changes a lot.
Yeah, what you're eating before dinner and before you go to bed has a major effect. Yeah. But that doesn't give you a free pass to eat junk during the day and then eat a small dinner. That does not give you a free pass. Right. I think it's really what you eat all day long,
but,
as well.
No, but sounds like that he, Joe, is eating well and it exercise well.
Well, we don't know. I thought he said...
I'm
not sure. We're not sure he's eating well. He's definitely running a good amount, which is great, but we're not sure. He didn't really... talk too much about his diet.
Okay.
My guess is that he's putting some foods in there that shouldn't be there. That's my guess. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to say Yoko, you and I have kind of adopted this plant-based whole foods diet, vegan, over the past several months, and it has made a tremendous difference. So Joe, if you really want to go all out and do it the way we're doing it, I'll tell you something. I would absolutely guarantee that you would lose those love handles. It's a guarantee from me to you. Now that doesn't mean, let's face it, if you're on a vegan eating program and you're eating French fries and Diet Coke all day long, that's still technically vegan.
But it's not healthy.
It's not healthy at all. So in any eating program, of course you can go crazy and do weird stuff. But if you're really eating a plant-based whole foods diet, you know, no refined food, no nothing processed, no junk in there, you're gonna lose weight. There's no question. You're gonna lose those love handles, and you'll feel better than you have in your entire life. Now, again, if you don't want to go to that measure, and it's not difficult. I used to think that God, being a vegan would be really inconvenient, and you can't find anything. It's totally not true. It's so much easier and actually more fun than I ever thought it would be. I do recommend it, but Joe, if you don't want to do that, if you still want to keep some animal products in your diet, then you still can eat healthy. We believe that you can eat healthy. But so I guess in summary, I'm going to say I highly recommend, and I'm going to stress that you get rid of, not cut down on, but get rid of the cakes, the pies, the cookies, the donuts, anything like that, anything sweet, the carbs like that, the simple carbs that are just junk, and really alcohol. Joe, I don't know if you're drinking beer, drinking some alcohol, but that's there's so many calories in that, and let's face it, it's carbs, and it's gonna create those love handles. So it's your choice. If you want to drink the alcohol, if you want to eat the desserts, then you're gonna have the love handles. If you cut that stuff out totally, you will not have them, and that's a guarantee from me. Mm-hmm. Yoko, do we answer that well enough? What do you think?
I think so.
Now, I'll tell you something else. A good segue would be, you know, we always, Yoko and I always tell you what we're drinking on the show. Now, normally it's chamomile tea. It could be like really fresh, cool spring water. So yesterday, now a little while ago, I told you about the NutriBullet we got, and we love it, and it's great for making smoothies, shakes. You know, you just put anything in there, and it's wonderful. And we put some protein powder in there, some veggie protein powder, and some almond milk. It is so delicious and so healthy. But the other day, we also added to our kind of our kitchen arsenal a Breville juicer. I've always wanted to have a juicer because, see, here's Yoko and I make a big deal out of our breakfast. We like to eat a really, really healthy breakfast. And one of the things we've been, I think, that I just never felt was really right was we were still getting our juice from the store. So it would either be like in a bottle or a jar or something like that. And I just knew in my heart that this is not the best way to consume our juice, because it's who knows where it was juiced, who knows where it was made, who knows exactly what's been added to this. So we really wanted to get a juicer. So I actually thank my brother, Richard Maddow, for giving us his. He just upgraded. He got some other type of juicer. So he got a new one. So he's had this Breville, this really nice Breville juicer sitting around that he wasn't using. So I asked him if I could demo it and test it out, and he said yes. So we started using it, and just today we made some wonderful juice. What did we? Let's see. Let me think. We put some romaine lettuce, cucumbers, pear, apple, some radishes,
celery.
I think that's all we put in today, and it's a beautiful, a green colored juice that has so many nutrients from the sun, and just that it's just nature has given us these the freshest nutrients possible coming from these wonderful plants that we're drinking right now. Now, it's not a substitute for breakfast. In our mind, we still eat a very, very healthy breakfast, but it's an adjunct to the breakfast. You know, I just saw the movie, it was called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It's got this guy that was from Australia that was really overweight. And Joe, you might want to watch this movie. It's a great movie. It's about an hour and a half long. It's really inspirational. But this guy was really overweight. He took it upon himself to come to the U.S. and get a juicer and drive across the country. And the only thing he was eating for 60 days, the only thing he was consuming was juice. And he documented the entire thing and the people he met along the way. It's really, really cool and inspirational. He uses a Breville juicer, and it's highly, I'll tell you, I recommend to all my listeners, watch that movie, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Yoko, what were you going to add to that?
I read some articles, like it's a Japanese article, but like one lady who had, I think, liver cancer. Mm-hmm. She cured by herself. So that was very interesting. And then what she used was like, it said Dr. Ishihara method. And then what Dr. Ishihara believes is all the disease are coming from the blood is not clean. And then why our blood get dirty is because we eat too much, and also the body temperature goes lower. In other words, if we exercise, of course the body temperature go up. So you know, that's all implies that, you know, very simple sentences. But basically, he said, like, we eat too much. So if we don't eat too much, like, you know, how can we create, like, extra fat on my body?
You agree? Yeah, it's I really think it's all in the eating. And it's not to say, we don't want to minimize the benefit of exercise. Exercise is really important. Yoko and I not only believe in it, but we do it every day. It's or close to every day. We're doing running, walking, skiing, yoga, stretching. It's really, really important. So we don't want to downplay that, minimize exercise. But yeah, as far as fat on your body, it really comes down to eating, people. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
You can be exercising. I've seen marathon runners that have these tremendous guts and stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous. So it's not, and they're able to cover 26 miles on the road, but they're eating way too much.
Mm.
So it really does come down to the eating, people. It really does. So anyway, good stuff. I love the juice. I love the juicer. And I think, Yoko, we have a question right now from Dr. Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Dave. This is Mike Goldstein. I love Slice Your Age podcast. Keep them coming, buddy. Also, I have a question for you. I just read an article in my local newspaper entitled How Chiropractic Care Can Help Runners. And it opened up my eyes to a few things since I'm a runner. I was wondering what your experience has been or what your thoughts are about runners going to a chiropractor for evaluations. Anyway, thank you very much, and I'll look forward to hearing your response. Bye-bye.
Okay, Dr. Mike, hey, great question there. And Yoko, I was even talking a little while ago, coincidentally, about some time ago, we were doing that Annapolis 10-mile run, and you know how they have like exhibits and booths and vendors. There was a chiropractor there right before the race. It was the day before the race, actually, at kind of like the race expo. And around that time, I was having some lower back pain, and he was doing kind of like free screenings and adjustments. It was kind of cool. So I just stood in line and waited for this chiropractor, and he did like a little quick evaluation on me. And he said, I was really tight in some areas. He said I needed myofascial release, but he did some adjustments on me. And this guy was really good. He was really focused on sports medicine, this chiropractor. And I swear to you, when he did these adjustments, I can't really tell you what he was doing exactly. I'm not really positive, but I really feel they worked. And had it not been for the distance between where we live and where this chiropractor practiced, it was like a good hour, at least an hour away. I really think I would have gone back to him because he seemed to be so in tune to like sports medicine. That's the impression I got. Now, I think there are, and I know Yoko, I'll let you speak to this in a second because you used to actually do massage in a chiropractor's office. So you know a lot about chiropractic as well. But I think like anything, there are really good chiropractors out there that totally understand what's going on, especially with runners or people that are like into fitness and exercise. And I think there are chiropractors out there that, again, just like any profession, MDs, dentists, optometrists, there's some that maybe are not so good. So you have to be very careful who you go to. Some are in it really to help people. Others are in it just to make some money, and they don't really care about the outcome. I prefer to go to the people that really are seriously in it to help people. And if they make a good living, that's good for them. That's great. But the number one concern has to be really caring about your patients and doing the right thing for your patients. And I think there are plenty of great chiropractors out there. But I was really impressed with this guy I went to. Some of the stretches, Yoko, that he had me do, the stretches and the adjustments, I swear, I don't think I could duplicate those myself, but they felt so good, and I just knew he was getting at the right spot. So what do you think? Chiropractors, yeah. Runners, what do you think about it?
Yeah, of course. It's always check your body. It's good things. And then, yeah, like you said, that if you know somebody just like a crack in your spine or something, maybe not good enough. Like somebody who knows, you know, really the sports very well is the most important. And then same as massage, you know, massage and chiropractor. Because my client, like, you know, some do like a triathlon, biking, tennis, mm-hmm, or like, and mm-hmm, everybody wants to maintain, you know, their good body. So that's why they come to see me. And sometimes, you know, over training, and then they get like some pain or sore spot, and then like, you know, once I'm giving massage, they get better. So that same thing, like a chiropractor who knows the body well, like it's always good to check your body.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because, you know, I've been to massage therapists, and I can tell that no matter who their client is, it seems to me they're going to do the exact same routine every single time. It's the same, exactly the same. And then I've been to really, like you, when I see you, you totally are tuned into like where my not soreness, tightness, where I need attention, my issues, and you totally tailor the session to what I need, as opposed to just doing the same old, same old.
Right.
Well, I'm sure it's the same thing with chiropractors. I'm sure there are chiropractors that a patient goes in and they're just doing the same adjustment on everybody. They go in, they crack the back, they crack the neck. Okay, next. But there are other chiropractors, like the one I saw before that race, that totally looked at my body and tried to figure out, hey, what's going on with this guy? Why is he hurting? Why? What's sore? What's not right? And he tailors the treatment to exactly what's going on in my body. You know, that's the kind of doctor that I prefer, the kind of chiropractor, the kind of massage therapist. That's what I prefer. Not a cookie cutter. We say cookie cutter, you know, they do the same thing every time.
Right.
So Mike, I hope we answered your question. I mean, there's some really, really good ones out there. Make sure you get a good one, and don't be afraid to interview a doctor. If you want, go in, set up an appointment and go in and let them know your concerns and let them know that you're a runner, and ask them pointed questions like what their goals are, what type of treatment are they going to give you, are they doing the same thing for every client or every patient, or are they really tune in, ask them why they're different than any other chiropractor, and see what their answers are, and make sure they're looking in the eye and telling you the truth, because there's some great ones out there. You just got to find them.
Okay, yeah, just remember, like, chiropractor is focused on your bones, massage therapist, we focus on the muscle, but bones are supported by muscle, so that, like, I think you do combination is the best for you.
That makes sense. That's why a lot of chiropractors have a massage therapist working in the office, because they complement each other. In other words, it's probably not even a great idea to do one without the other. Maybe they both work in harmony, in tandem. So good, really good point, Yoko.
Yep.
Good stuff. Well, we've answered some questions. I hope, I think we've given some great information, and I want to say that coming up next week, I've got a very, very special guest on the show. Her name is Marla Rose. You can Google her. She's pretty famous. I'm not going to tell you anything more now. If you want to Google her, you can. If not, come back next week. Listen to our show, Slice Your Age, when I have Marla on the show, because it's going to be one of the most exciting, one of the coolest shows we've ever done. I really think that. So until then, I think, is there anything else, Yoko, we want to close the show? But I just one thing I want to stress, you know, we're doing this for you, and I love your feedback, whether it's good or bad, feedback and questions from you. That's what keeps the show going. I mean, we dedicated this entire episode to questions from you know, from Glenn, from Joe, from Mike. We've got a ton more, but, you know, there's only so many we can fit in one show. And so keep your questions coming. That's what keeps us going. We love helping you. If you're thinking something, if you've got a question, then chances are many of our listeners from all over the world are thinking the same thing. So by submitting a question, by asking a question, you're actually helping thousands and thousands of listeners of ours all over the world. So thanks so much for that. And I think this puts another episode in the books. And until next time, I'm Dr. David Maddow, along with Yoko, and we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.